Turn now to page 26 and a look at the geeky world of author Ernest Cline's cult novel, Ready Player One. Recently adapted for the cinema by Steven Spielberg, here are the ingredients of the book that some call the holy grail of pop culture. 80s culture, that is.
10% sci-fi.
The year is 2044. Planet Earth is dying, and life for most people is pretty depressing. But they have an escape. A virtual reality universe called the Oasis. Freely accessible to anyone, where their avatars can enjoy endless adventures and experiences. It is the creation of a billionaire game designer who was heavily influenced by the pop culture of his childhood in the 1980s. When he dies, he leaves his fortune and control of the Oasis to the first person to complete a cryptic treasure hunt that he has programmed into the system.
10% action.
Teenager Wade Watts is one of millions of players who devote themselves to the treasure hunt. But individuals like him are at a disadvantage because an avaricious multinational that wants financial control of the Oasis is spending millions on the quest. It has an army of players under contract and employs experts in pop culture to decipher the clues left behind by the system's inventor. And if that's not enough, they are prepared to kill any player whose avatar gets too close to the prize.
20% rock and pop.
Here is where Ready Player One gets geeky. How well do you know the songs of Blondie, Wham, Cyndi Lauper, and other 1980s music stars? The Clash, for example, or Duran Duran. And how about the theme tunes to old TV cartoon shows? That could be vitally important. And could you, if billions of dollars depended on it, reproduce the guitar riff to the song Discovery by the American rock band Rush? No? Just as well you're not a player then.
20% 1980s TV and cinema.
Steven Spielberg was the dominant director-producer of the 1980s, E.T., Indiana Jones, and a lot more. So it is ironic that here he is adapting a novel that is heavily influenced by his own work. But not just his. Ready Player One references dozens of films, from cult favorites to blockbusters, cheesy TV series, and obscure Japanese animes. Back to the Future, Knight Rider, Max Headroom. They have all been resurrected within the Oasis. Seriously, if you think Stranger Things references the 1980s a lot, you haven't seen anything yet.
30% vintage video games.
Oasis includes life-size simulations of every classic video game of the past, so any serious player has to be familiar with all the old arcade favorites, Pac-Man, Space Invaders, Joust, and so on. You've never heard of Joust? You may find that a problem. And let's not forget the non-electronic games of the 1980s, such as Dungeons and Dragons. All the editions. All of them.
10% genius.
Ready Player One, the book, succeeds because it is so outrageously geeky that you don't have to be a geek to enjoy it. Frankly, the person who knows all the pop culture references in the story probably hasn't been born, and for the average reader, it's fun just observing the characters show off their knowledge. How successfully this will all translate to the screen is yet to be seen, but if anyone can do this right, it's Steven Spielberg.